Bondage and mukti, liberation. So, people in ignorance, dull-headed, mura, they do not know what is mukti and what is bondage, what is liberation and what is bondage. They do not. Just like animals. The animal, he does not know, the dog, that I am bound up in this dog's body. This is bondage. This is not my life. He does not know. Similarly, a human being, if he does not know what is bondage and liberation, then he is an enemy. From animal life, this human life is evolved. For understanding this, what is mukti and what is liberation. The mukti and liberation, if you keep your consciousness materially affected, guneshu saptam, material world means the three qualities, three guna, gunamai. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, gunamai. Mamo maya. Mami vaja prabhadante maya me tansan. Srihi gunavaini bhavai. We are being conducted in this material world by three gunas. Tatagon, rajagon, tamago. Out of these three gunas, the tatagon is the best. Knowledge. The qualification of Brahman. Satta, sama, dama, tithikha, adjava, jnanam, vijnanam, astikam, Brahma Karma Sabhava. One who has developed Satogun, then the following qualification will be found in him. He is the truthful and control of the mind, of the senses, satta sama dhamma, titikha, tolerant, ajama, simplicity, jnanam, full knowledge, vijnanam, practical application of knowledge in life, astikam to have full faith in the authority of the Vedas. That is called astikam. Astikam and nastikam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has explained what is nastikam and what is astikam. According to Vedic understanding, anyone who does not believe in the Vedas is called Nastik. Just like Buddha philosopher, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Vedna Maniya Buddha Hoila Nastik. Ved, Lord Buddha, he defied Vedic authority. His mission was different. He wanted to stop animal killing. Sadaya Rijayadar Sitapasu Ghata. The Supreme Lord became so much afflicted by terribly people being attached to killing animals, as they are now doing also. So he was compassionate to stop animal killing and the so-called sacrifice. But in the Vedic sacrifices, in some cases, there is recommendation of animal killing. That animal killing does not mean killing the animal and eat. No. It was a test. An old animal was put into the sacrificial fire and the animal would come in new body, young. That is it. But to test the Vedic mantra, whether it is properly chanted, then the result will be that if you put one old body, it will come new body. So, such kind of brahmana is not available in this age, Kali Yuga. Jagrit brahmana. They buy mantras, they would ignite fire. Fire was not required, matches, by mantra. Simply by mantra, the old body of an animal will turn to be young. But because the Jagrit Brahman cannot do that, there is no yoga, not possible. Therefore, these kind of yogas are prohibited in this Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga, the only one yoga is this Sankirtana. Yagdai Sankirtanai Prajai Jajanti Hi Sumedha. Those who are intelligent person, they know this kind of yoga will not be successful. Because people do not know, they cannot chant the mantras rightly, neither there is facility. So many things. Therefore, in this age, dull age, the only concession is to perform sankirtana yoga. Yagdai sankirtana. And yoga means to worship the Supreme Lord, Vishnu. Yagdai. Varnasama charvata purushena parapuma. Vishnu aradhate. The real purpose is to worship Lord Vishnu. Nanna tattva. Therefore, performance of yoga is required. So this yoga in this age, Kali Yuga, is chanting of Hare Krishna Bhakti. Yagyai Sankirtane. Congregation as we chant, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. This is performance for yoga. So, by performance of this yoga, the result will be the Cheta Dharpana Marjana. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Cheta Dharpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nidvapanam Shriya Kaidava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyavadhu Jeevanam Anandam Vibhadhanam Pratipadam Purnam Mitashradhanam Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. By chanting Lord Krishna's name, that is also confirmed in the Shastra, Kirtanareva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Braja. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said by Sukadeva Goswami, there are so many faults in this age. Some of them are described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, as I was describing yesterday, that Dudbhikha, Anarushti Dudbhikha Karapirita, Bhaktita, Achinna Daradravina Gacchanti Gurita. The Kali Yuga will be so much disturbed that people will be harassed, especially by three things. Anarushti, there will be practically no rainfall. It is stated that there will be clouds in the sky. When there is no rainfall, people will be hankering after. Just like sometimes we hanker after rain in summer season, looking after when rainfall will come. The people will be disappointed. There will be clouds, there will be thundering, bolts, but there will be no rain. This time will be like anavrishti. Anavrishti and durvikha. And if there is anavrishti, scarcity of rain, certainly there will be no food grain production as it is now we are feeling. Food grain production, 8 rupees kilo rice. So why? The food grain is shortage. Anavrishti, durbhikha, and karapirita. And people will be harassed by government taxes. Karapirita. Government will, dasu dharma vi. It is said, the government means a gang of rogues and thieves. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. They will plunder. The rogues and thieves, they seek opportunity secretly. And government by law, they will plan. And still they will go on as big minister. This is all stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The people will be so harassed in this age that out of disgust they will give up their family life. Achinna dharadavina gacchanti giritam. Shikaram eva hi udbahe. There will be no marriage. This is also Vedic culture, to get married. But there will be no marriage. One woman, one man will live together by agreement. And as soon as the agreement is finished, they will be separate. That is now very prominent in Western countries. Shikaram eva hi udbahe. There is no such thing. Just like the father of the girl, they will find out a suitable boy. And the father of the girl, they will also find out. The horoscope, formally these things were very current. Without, there is coincidence of the horoscope, that this boy and this girl would live very happily by horoscopic calculation. Then marriage would not take place. Then the family considers whether the boy is coming from suitable family or the girl is coming from suitable. So many things are there. Then marriage is over. That kind of marriage is practically already stopped. Here, at the present moment, means simply everything. I like you, you like me, that's all. Let us live together. Shikarame vahi udbahe. Dampatye ratime vahi. Husband and wife's relationship means sex. There is no other part. As soon as there is some difficulty in sex enjoyment, they will be separated. These are all mentioned. Lavanyam kesadharam. Now, in the Western countries here also, we are keeping long hair. But that will be beauty. Lavanyam kesadharam. Lavanyam means luster of the body. The people will think if I keep long hair, then I have become very beautiful. The hippies, you see, long hair, they are thinking we have become very beautiful. So these are all status. Sutra-meva-hi, viprate. A Brahman means having a two-piece swath of thread. That's all. Thread. Simply to possess one thread, one becomes brown. Simply by changing the thread from white to saffron color, one becomes sannyasi. No, there are duties of sannyasis. Or the Brahman, or the Vyasta, Vanaprastha, there are duties. So, in this way, Kali Yuga is polluted. Everything is contaminated, polluted. It is called the ocean of faults. Because life is meant for liberation. If one is not interested in liberation simply for self-gratification, that is condition of life. They do not know it. But here it is stated, that chita khalu asya bandhaya muktaye atmana matam. The consciousness is the main principle either for conditional life or for liberation. Consciousness. We are proposing Krishna consciousness movement means liberation. Liberation. What liberation? Liberation means to stop repetition of birth and death. They do not have idea that birth and death can be stopped. They think it cannot be stopped. More big scientists. They cannot stop. Bhagavan, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, that you should keep in your thought four different types of miserable conditions. What is that? Janma, Mithu, Jarab, Vyadhi. You may be very advanced in scientific knowledge. But where is the possibility of stopping these four principles of miserable conditions? Janma, Mithu, Jarab, Vyadhi. Dukkha, Doshanu, Darshanam. They are not interested. But when we can stop these four principles of miserable condition, namely, no more birth, no more death, no more disease, no more old age. That is called liberation. You can have it. Simply, you have to clear your consciousness. You have to clear your consciousness. How to clear? Uneshu sapta mandhaya. If you become conscious of these three material modes of nature, then it is for bondage. Ratamu aphumishi muktaya. and when your consciousness is Krishna, simply think of Krishna, then it is liberation. A clear idea. So this Krishna consciousness movement is to keep the mind and consciousness always in Krishna. Pungshi means the Supreme Personality of God. He's a person. He's a male, not female. Pungshi. Purusha, not Sri. When Krishna was realized by Arjuna, he addressed it. Purusha, Shastra. Parabrahma param dhama pavittam paramam bhava. Purusha, God is Purusha, not Kune. Purusha means enjoy. And Prakriti means enjoy. Everything is enjoyed by the Supreme Purusha. We are also Prakriti. That is also said. We are not Purusha. This death may be, that is Maya, illusion. Actually, we are Purusha and Prakriti means, here, the so-called Omar is also Purusha. Purusha means enjoy. The Omar, they are also thinking how to enjoy. And man is also thinking how to enjoy. Therefore, imitation, Purusha, but actually that Prakriti. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, aparayam itastu vidhime prakritim para. The living entity is that Prakriti. And they are trying to be Purusha, enjoy, this is material world. Therefore they are attached to the three gunas. Because they want to enjoy this material. Artificially trying to become Purusha. Purusha means enjoy. As such, they are attached to this material world. And material world means guna. Three guna. And according to attachment, they are getting different types of bodies. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Karanam guna sanga asya sadasat dharma jonis. Why there are different types of bodies? Why one living entity is dog and why one living entity is first class, Brahman? Because karanam gunasangasya, one who has got a learned Brahmin's body, that means he has associated with the modes of nature goodness. Sattva sama dhamma kritikha. This is elevation. If one is in the modes of goodness, then he can understand gradually what is God. What is Krishna? Otherwise, in the modes of passion and ignorance, nobody can understand what is God. Not only that, even from material prosperity, if one is situated in the modes of goodness, then he can be elevated to the higher planetary system. Sargalok, Janalok, Mahalok, Tapalok, Brahmalok, Sattalok. Urdhanga chanti satta sva. So these are needed. Anyway, even if you go to the Brahma Loka, that is not also perfection. Abrahma bhuvana loka punaravartinam. There is no benefit. Because there also the four principles of miserable condition. Janma mitu jarabhyadi. They are there. Even in the Brahma Loka. Brahma also dies. Brahma also takes birth. You know it. Brahma, he also took birth from the lotus flower generated from the navel of Vishnu. So there was birth. And when Brahma will die, whole material cosmic manifestation will finish. So he has also birth and death. And old age and disease. And the small ant or insect, it has also the same disease, old age, birth and death. So, one has to become free from this bondage. because we are eternal. Najayate namyate. Bhagavad Gita says, the living entity never takes birth, never dies. Then why even Brahma is dying? Brahma is also dying. That is material life. That is oneness. Bandha. Kuneshu sakta bandhaya. Now one should not think that I have got millions of years duration of life, therefore I am liberated. No. Brahma, he has got millions of years as one day. Tell us. Sasya yugavajyantam arhajyat brahmano vidu. So he is also subjected to birth and death. That is conditional life. Now we have forgotten this. We, Indians, Bharatiya, we have got these advantages. The perfect knowledge given by the Vedic literature, by great rishis, and Bhagavan Sam, Kapil Dev, Bhagavan Krishna. We are neglecting. We have become so unfortunate. There is a poet has said, the apan dhan bilaye diye bhikkha mage pore kache. We have lost our own culture. Now we are better. We are going to foreign countries to beg something. Of course, I have gone to foreign countries not to beg, but to give. Others go there to beg. Give me grain, give me money, give me soldier. But we have not gone. We have gone to give them. Therefore, these European Americans are a trap. Because I am giving them, not taking from them. That is the difference. They have seen many big persons go to the foreign countries only to beg. But nobody goes there to give. So the Indian culture is so rich that you can give to the whole world. Whole world. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Bharat bhumite manushya janma haira ja. Janma sarthak kari karo paropaka. They are getting life. The Krishna consciousness means getting life. They are exhausted with this materialistic way of life. They are getting some new life. That is what. Because Muktaya, he is living entity, we are by nature liberated. There is no question of birth and death, old age and disease. Mamai Vamsa Jiva Bhuta. We are part and parcel of Krishna, the Supreme Lord. So, how there can be birth and death and old age and disease? Satchitananda Vigra. Krishna is Satchitananda Vigra. Ishara Parama Krishna. Satchitananda Vigra. Anadi Dadi Govinda. Anadi. There is no question of birth and death. So, we being part and parcel of Krishna, we are also the same nature. Equal in quality, not in quantity. So, why should he suffer this birth and death? Therefore, in the beginning of Kapil Dev's instruction, he says, yoga adhyatvitam pumisham jatunishrayasaya. That is yoga. What is that? That is explained. That adhyatmika, to save the soul. The soul is entrapped in this body, material body. And to save it, no more death, no more birth, no more old age. That is what? That is perfect yoga. So how this perfect yoga can be achieved? That is explained in this verse. Pungsi, Ratangava Pungsi Mukta. If your consciousness is become, attached to Krishna, only thinking of Krishna, that is divine liberation. Satatam Kirtanantam, Jatantas Chandirambrata. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Always chanting about Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And Jatantasya Dhirambrata. And enveloping with great determination, just like you see in this temple, the light all in the morning, and 4 o'clock, immediately after taking bath, being prepared, they offer the Mangalarati at 5 o'clock, deepens and study. There are rules and regulations. That is called bhajana kriya. A bhajana I am in the mind answering. You cannot do so. You must go through the process. Bhajana kriya. Sadhu sadhya tato sadhu sangha. Tata bhajana kriya. Tato anattha nivittishya. Tato nishtha tato ruchi. Tato bhava. Sadhukanamayam prema pradudhavi bhavetkama. If you want to awaken your dormant love for Krishna, very, because you are part and parcel. Just like father and son, there is natural love. But somehow or other, son is out of home and forgotten. Father, of course, thinks, my second son has gone out. If he comes back. So Krishna thinks like that. Because you are sons of Krishna, Krishna is more anxious to get us back home. Therefore he comes and says, you rascal, give up all this engagement. Sarva dharmān parityajya. You have manufactured so many dharmas. Deho dharma, samaj dharma, desha dharma, this dharma, that dharma, Hindu dharma, Muslim dharma, this. No! Simply surrender unto me. That is it. Sarva dharmān parityajya mā. Krishna comes to teach us. Krishna is very, very anxious. Jada jada hi dharma sabjani bhavati bhāra. Tadātmānam sujām. Krishna comes himself. Krishna leaves behind him his word, bopu and bāni. Bāni means the words. That is also Krishna. Well, just like we do not see Krishna now, we can see Krishna if we actually admire. Here is Krishna. But they will say, this is his idol. This is an idol. This is not Krishna. But Krishna, if you think that you have not seen Krishna, the Krishna is present by the word also, Bhagavad Gita. That is Bani. Krishna Bani. So, This stage can be achieved when one is advanced in Krishna consciousness. That Krishna is present as the deity, Krishna is present by his words in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is present as the taste in the water, Krishna is present as sunshine, Krishna is present as moonshine, Krishna is present in the sound. He is pataka. He is also present there. Sabda ke. The sabda, the sound. Krishna says that I am the sound. So Krishna is present everywhere. One has to gain the knowledge how to see Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. That is mukti. If you remain always in Krishna consciousness, that means you are on the liberated stage. And that is called Bhakti Yoga. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Padasivanam, Archanam Bandhanam Dasyesu. Diti Varsir is Archana. Chanting is Bandhana. Dasam, to work for Krishna. Go and see people, preach Krishna consciousness. Distribute books. In so many ways, Krishna consciousness can be. So everything is being done. People make an advantage of it. Then immediately he becomes mukta. The consciousness, Krishna consciousness, then is mukta. Mancha vyavicharini bhakti yogina das devati. Sagunana samatitta yitana brahma bhuyasa. If we are engaged in devotional service, bhakti yoga, then, we are liberated. Man, the Krishna says, man's a barricade without any stoppage. Continuous, something in Krishna. Man's a barricade in bhakti yoga. There are so many ways of bhakti yoga. Savanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, padatayuno, archanam, vandanam, dasam, any of them. You take, that is Krishna consciousness. The main is savanam. Just you are hearing. This is the beginning. Adho Shraddha. This is Shraddha. Here, people are talking about Krishna. Why not hear us? Let me hear. That is Shraddha. Little faith. You come here with little faith. That increasing of that faith is advancement of Krishna consciousness. That is required. Sadhu Shraddha. First of all, little faith. Let us see. Then, Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha. The sadhus, the devotees who are living in the temple, if you associate with them, talk with them about Krishna, then you will be very difficult. Sadhu Shraddha Tatu Sadhu. Then gradually, bhajana kriya. Bhajana kriya actually, engagement officially being initiated to take service of the Lord. That is called bhajana kriya. And bhajana kriya means anartha nirittishya. Then anartha, all these lustful habits, namely illicit sex and intoxication, meat eating and gambling. Nirittri, no one. That is the test, the way that you have actually initiated. If you are still attached to this, bhakti parishanu bhava virakti, if you are not detestful to all this nonsense habits, then you must know that you are not making any progress. You are not making any progress, because this is the result. Anarthani vittishya, if you are actually making advance in bhajana kriya, then these attachments will finish. Nama, param dhishkyan vartati. Not by force, but appreciating something better condition of life, one rejects all this nonsense. That is enhancement. Bhajana kriya. By bhajana kriya, by being initiated and executing the bhajan, now one must be detestful. Then nishtha. Tato nishtha, panthe, tato ruchi, and ruchi means test. You cannot do without it. It's like the drunkard. He cannot remain without drinking. Similarly, a devotee is also drunk. He cannot remain without Krishna consciousness. That is called ruchi, test. Tato ruchi. Tata shakti, then attachment. That is the problem. Shakta. Shakta rasakti chari. If our attachment is for this material enjoyment, that is bondage. That means we have to accept another body. Tata dehantara prapti. You cannot avoid. Because if you infect some disease, then you must suffer from it. If you infect, that is a practical knowledge. If you infect some disease, the karanam goes on. As soon as you infect the tamagun, rajagun, you have to, restore immune from infection. That's immunity is Krishna consciousness. And if you are not immune, you are subjected to the infection, then you must get another body of the same quality. Karanam gunasangam. So, to remain free from the infection of this guna, then we have to engage ourselves in the bhakti yoga. That is the mantabharikarni bhakti yoga najasevate sagunana samasita. Then he is immune to the infection of this guna. So this is the process, and we have to learn it. By sadhu sangha, sadhu sadhya, tato sadhu sangha, tato bhajana kriya, tato anastha nivittishya, tato nishtha, tato ruchi, tata shakti. In this way, there will be asakti and bhava. Then you attain the perfectional state that is called ecstatic state or love of God. And then you cannot remain without Krishna, and then that bhava increase. And that is the mahabhava. That mahabhava is not possible in the ordinary human being, but it is possible for the gopis, for Radhara. They cannot live without Krishna. That is the highest stage of perfection or liberation. Thank you very much.